Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to take a clean, beginner-friendly synth bass in Ableton Live and turn it into that rough jungle tone where it feels a little unstable, a little taped up, and kind of like it's being played off some abused hardware. The big idea is simple. Instead of stacking 20 plugins and hoping for magic, we're going to print the bass to audio, then mess with the audio, warping, saturation, filtering, bit reduction, and then if we want resample again. That's the classic jungle mindset. Commit, chop, degrade, repeat. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to somewhere in the 170 to 175 BPM range. I like 172 as a starting point. Now make three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Bass Source. Second, an audio track called Bass Resample. Third, a track for the sub called SUB Clean. Make that one a MIDI track for now. One quick rule while we design. Keep a limiter off on the master. If you hide clipping with a limiter, you'll keep pushing things until they're secretly broken. We want to control the distortion, not accidentally wreck it. Now step 1. Build a simple source bass. This should be clean, stable, and kind of boring on purpose. The excitement is coming later. On bass source, load Waveeatable. If you don't have Waveeatable, Operator works too, but I'll describe it with Waveeatable. Set oscillator 1 to basic shapes and choose a saw, or something squarish. Turn unison off. Beginners love unison because it sounds big, but for resampling it can blur your tone fast. We can add width later up top if we need it, but not in the low end. Turn on the filter, set it to LP24, and put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Don't stress the exact number, we're going to move it. Add a little filter drive like 2 to 6 dB, just to give the tone some push. Now the amp envelope. If you want short jungle donk notes, keep sustain down at 0. If you want a more rolling note, put sustain around minus 6 dB so it holds a little. Keep attack basically instant, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for notes that feel punchy, not pad-like. Now add movement, because movement is what makes resampling interesting. Put an LFO on the filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount small. We're not doing a huge wobble. We're doing that subtle alive motion that makes the distortion chew differently on every hit. Next, write a super simple MIDI pattern. One bar loop is enough. Keep it down in the F1 to G1 range as a starting point. If you want a basic DNB/jungle push, try a 16th note feel. Hits across the bar, then leave a little gap at the end so the groove can breathe. Keep telling yourself, simple notes, complicated texture. Before we distort anything, quick coach note, gain staging matters a lot here. Aim for the source track peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 8 BFS before we record. When you resample too hot, you're baking an ugly clipping, and later distortion gets fizzy instead of thick. Step 2, add the roughing chain on the source track. This is the first pass of dirt, but it's still in MIDI synth land. First device, saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive it somewhere like 3 to 10 dB, and then turn the output down so you're not clipping. Your goal is still to peak around minus 12 to minus 6 on the channel meter. Second device, auto filter. Use LP12 or LP24. Cut off somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. This is about shaping the bite and making the bass feel like it has a focused character band instead of being a flat blob. Third device, pedal. This is one of the easiest ways to get that jungle bite with stock devices. Use overdrive or distortion mode. Set gain maybe 10 to 30%, tone around 40 to 60%, and level match it. Level matching is huge. If it gets louder, you'll think it's better even if it's just louder. Fourth device, erosion. This is where dirty can happen very fast. Set it to noise mode. Frequency somewhere in the 2K to 8K range, and amount around 0.5 to 3.0. Go gentle. If it turns into constant hiss, back off. We want grit that rides on the bass, not a shower of white noise. Fifth device, EQ8. High pass around 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Keep these EQ moves small. Resampling is going to exaggerate everything. At this point, solo the bass for a second. You want gritty. A little aggressive, but still clearly a bass note. Not shattered glass. Now step 3. Resample to audio. This is the core technique. On bass resample, set audio from to bass source. Set monitor to off. That prevents you from hearing the source and the resample at the same time, which can cause phasing and confusion. Arm the resample track and record about 8 bars. When you stop recording, you now have printed audio. This is the moment you've basically turned your synth into a sample. That's powerful because now you can do jungle things. Warp it, reverse it, slice it, and commit to new textures. Extra coach move here, don't just do one take. Record 3 to 5 passes while tweaking one parameter slowly. For example, record one pass while slightly moving filter cutoff. Record another while nudging erosion amount. Another while changing pedal tone. Now you've got a mini library of related bass textures, like you sampled a synth for real. Step 4. Warp for jungle style roughness. Double-click the recorded audio clip. Turn warp on. Now, warping bass is tricky because too much can smear the groove. What we want is the chew on the note starts. The front edge stays aggressive, but the body gets a little mangled. Try warp mode beats. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8. Turn transients on. Listen for that crunchy front edge. If you want grainy instability, try texture mode instead. Grain size around 20 to 60, flux around 10 to 25%. Again, subtle. If it becomes a blurry mess, pull it back or switch to beats mode. And one warping tip that's very jungle. Preserve the note starts, not the tails. If the groove feels late or smeared, adjust the clip start markers so the transient lands right. You can also add a tiny fade in so it clicks less without losing punch. Now step 5, second stage destruction on the resampled audio track. This is where the audio really becomes the thing. Put drum bus on bass resample. Yes, drum bus on bass. Drive around 5 to 20, crunch around 5 to 20%, and keep boom low, like 0 to 10%. Boom can wreck your low end, and we're going to separate sub anyway. Use damp to tame fizzy highs. Next, add redux. This is classic sampler grit. Set bit reduction somewhere around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample around 1.5 to 4.0. Keep dry slash wet in the 10 to 40% range. Blending is the key. If you go 100%, it can turn into cool effect but not usable bass. Then EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is important. You are turning this track into your rough mid layer. You're basically signing a low-end contract. Sub owns the low frequencies, and the resampled layer owns the character. Also use EQ to find harshness around 3 to 6K and pull it down if it's stabbing your ears. Jungle is rough, but it's still music. Step 6. Create the clean sub so the track still slaps. On sub clean, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it pure. Set the level so it's solid but not overpowering. Add a very light saturator if you want the sub to translate on smaller speakers. Drive 1 to 3 dB, and optional soft clip on. Then EQ8, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub stays clean and doesn't fight the mid layer. Now make the sub mono, add utility and set width to 0%. This matters a lot in drum and bass. Stereo sub can sound wide in headphones but weak in the club. Copy the same MIDI pattern from bass source onto the sub track. Now you should feel it. Stable weight from the sub, and nasty personality from the resampled mid. One more optional cleanup trick. If the resampled mid layer has constant hiss from erosion or redux, add a gate after the noisy devices so the dirt opens only when the bass hits. That keeps the track cleaner without losing the filth. Step 7. Arrange it like jungle. The sound is cool, but jungle is arrangement. It's tension and release. Try a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, breaks plus sub only. Tease the weight. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the resampled mid layer quietly, maybe filter down. Bars 9 to 12, full level. This is your yes, we're in it moment. Bars 13 to 16, drop the mid layer out for one bar, then bring it back. That call and response makes the drop feel bigger without adding new notes. Automation is your best friend here. Automate auto filter cutoff on the resampled layer. Automate redux dry slash wet so fills get grittier. Automate drum bus drive for impact moments. If you want a classic transition move, do a degrade ramp into the drop, over one or two bars, increase redux mix, lower the filter cutoff a bit, maybe add a touch of reverb on the mid layer only, then snap it back on the drop. Now step 8, optional second resample pass. This is its alive trick. Record your bass resample into a new audio track called Bass Resample 2. On the new clip, try Warp Mode Complex Pro. This can add smeary, tapish artifacts. If your Ableton version has formants, nudge them gently, like +1 to +3. Small moves. Then add frequency shifter in ring mode. Set fine around 10 to 40 Hz. And keep dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. This creates that unstable, hardware struggling vibe without totally detuning your bass line. If you want variation without changing any MIDI at all, duplicate the resampled audio clip and make two characters, one darker, one brighter and angrier. Alternate them every half bar or bar. That's instant call and response using audio only. Another fun trick, micro pitch tape wobble that stays musical. On the resampled mid-layer clip, open clip envelopes, find transposition, and make tiny quick steps like 0, plus 1, 0, minus 1 on just a couple hits. Keep it short so it reads as attitude, not wrong notes. And if you want aggressive fills, do the reverse trick. Duplicate a small chunk, reverse it, distort it harder, then reverse it back. You get that suction rewind effect right before a snare, which is extremely jungle. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. First, skipping the clean sub. Your bass will sound amazing solo and then disappear under breaks. Always anchor with sub. Second, over-warping. Too much texture or complex can smear the groove into mush. Subtle settings are usually what sounds pro. Third, clipping early. Distortion plus resampling multiplies problems. Record at sensible levels, around minus 12 to minus 6 dB peaks. Fourth, too much stereo below 120 Hz. Keep the sub mono. Fifth, overdoing redux or erosion. A little is jungle. Too much is basically white noise with notes. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make a 1-bar MIDI loop. Record 8 bars of resample audio. Create 2 versions of the mid layer. One using Beats War plus Drum Boss, and one using Texture War plus Redux. Then arrange 16 bars, swapping those versions every 4 bars. Keep the same clean sub underneath both. You'll get evolution without changing your bassline notes, which is a huge jungle skill. Quick recap. Start with a simple synth bass. Add a pre-resample roughing chain. Resample to audio so you can warp and treat it like a sample. Build a separate clean mono sub with operator sign. Post-process the resampled audio with drum bus, redux, and EQ to create your rough jungle mid-tone. Then arrange with dropouts, automation, and optionally a second resample pass to add that unstable character. If you tell me the lane you're aiming for, like classic 90s jungle, modern roller, or something more techy and neuro jungle, I can suggest a specific 1-bar rhythm and a tighter rack, so your roughness is controllable like one instrument.